For more Bible topics, go to www.biblebro.net. My name is Kent Owen. The topic is, what is the baptism of fire? Is it good or bad? Many teachings as well as songs imply that the baptism of fire is a good thing. After reading John the Baptist's comments, I've recently considered that it may be a bad thing, and I'd like to know what you think as well. Number one, fire always symbolizes punishment and condemnation in the Gospels. So if you do a word search for fire in the Gospels, it will always refer to hell, except for maybe three different times. One is the epileptic boy who would fall into the fire in Matthew 17:15, when Peter was warming himself with the fire when he denied Jesus in Mark 14:54, and the fish that was cooked over the fire in John 21:9. Number two, John the Baptist is the only person to mention the baptism of fire. It's only recorded in two places, Matthew 3:7-12 and Luke 3:7-17. John mentions fire three times, in the third chapter of Matthew verses 10, 11, and 12, or in the third chapter of Luke verses 9, 16, and 17. 3. Jewish teachings are repeated for context. Jewish teachings and idioms often repeat one idea like two or three different times so that people could have a better understanding of what they were trying to express. In Matthew and Luke, John's exact same words about fire were spoken in the same order: punishment, punishment, punishment. John on reward and punishment in Matthew 3:7-12. John was preaching two ideas together in three examples. Number one, reward for fruit, repentance, and obedience with salvation to become children of the kingdom and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit to be in heaven with God, which is the same as being stored in the barn. And number two, punishment for being unfruitful, unrepentant, disobedient, who will be punished with fire, who are the children of the wicked one, will all receive the baptism of fire, which is unquenchable fire, in hell. Here's what those verses say. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits meet of repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say to you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. The reward for those who repent is that they will be baptized with the Holy Ghost, Matthew 3:11, and stored in the garner or the barn, Matthew 3:12. Because they are the children of the kingdom, Matthew 13:38. Every tree that doesn't bring forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. The punishment for not repenting is this. See the pattern, reward, punishment, reward, punishment. This is the first mention of fire, which is punishment. Verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. John said, I indeed baptize you with water. Literally, the people were submerged into real water. They didn't just have a wet, watery feeling come over them, as those who claim to have been baptized with fire and had a fiery feeling come over them. Those baptized with fire will literally be submerged in real fire. If you get wet by the baptism of water, you'd get burned by the baptism of fire. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. This happened in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, called filled with the Holy Ghost. When John said this, he wasn't talking to everyone, just the people who had repented and brought forth fruits meet for repentance. This is the reward for everyone who obeys God. John said, and with fire, this is the punishment for everyone who sits around like rocks and says, I don't need to do anything to be justified. I'm righteous just because I'm a descendant from Abraham. Do you think the people listening consider being baptized in fire is a good thing? He already mentioned fire once in reference to hell, Matthew 3:10. After this, he refers to fire again in reference to hell in Matthew 3:12. Does the context point to the fire being a good thing? How are people baptized or submerged with fire? Whoever's name is not written in the book of life is thrown into the lake of fire, Revelation 20:15. That will be a literal baptism in fire that people will actually be submerged in. This is the second mention of punishment. Verse 12. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather the wheat into his garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. The fan comes from the Greek word 4425. It is a winnowing fan or a shovel. It's something that is used to toss wheat up into the air to separate the husk from the wheat. He will purge his floor, which means to judge the world, as in Acts 17:31. His wheat is the same wheat from Matthew 13:24 through 30. They are the children of the kingdom, Matthew 13:38. The chaff is the same as the tares of Matthew 13:24 through 30, the children of the wicked one, Matthew 13:38. Unquenchable fire is punishment in hell, Mark 9:43. This is the third mention of the punishment. Now there's a couple more verses that I want to throw out there. John 1:33 says, "And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom you shall see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost." Notice that it doesn't say the Holy Ghost and fire, but only the Holy Ghost. Acts 11:16, "Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost." Once again, it doesn't say the Holy Ghost and fire. Now, why is that? It's because this is talking to just the disciples. This is talking to those who follow Jesus, who are righteous and just. They are not to be baptized with fire. They are to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Notice how these two things are different from each other. Now, beforehand, what I thought might be the baptism of fire was this. These verses aren't as convincing to me as the arguments above, but here's all the verses that I thought might have been associated with the baptism of fire, at least in the past. Acts chapter 2, verse 3, the tongues of fire that appeared in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 3:13, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's works for what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he is built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If a man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Hebrews 12:29, for our God is a consuming fire. 1 Peter 1:7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold, that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you.